BBC News with Jonathan Izard. A French television correspondent has become the first Western journalist to be killed in Syria since the uprising against President Assad began. The television channel France 2 said Gilles Jacquier was killed in the city of Homs. Another foreign journalist who was on the Syrian government-escorted trip told the BBC what he saw.
The only thing that I could see was that the grenade were hitting the building where we were in. And so the only thing we tried to do in the chaos was try to get out, and I was running down, and then I saw the body of Gilles laying there. But in the next couple of minutes, you could see some other bodies. We just tried to get in a car and try to get out of there.
The Arab League says it's delayed sending additional observers to Syria after some members of the first group were attacked on Monday. An Algerian monitor has resigned, calling the mission a farce. The Prime Minister of Pakistan, Yusuf Raza Gilani, has sacked a top official at the Ministry of Defence, Naeem Khalid Lodi, a retired army general, and accused him of gross misconduct. The move was announced just hours after the armed forces criticised Mr. Gilani for a recent interview in which he accused the army chief and the head of intelligence of acting unconstitutionally. Alim Makbul reports from Islamabad.
The Defence Secretary General Lodi was nothing less than the army's man inside the Pakistani administration. For Prime Minister Gilani to sack him is a clear affront to the military. It is the latest in a series of incidents in this escalating row between the government and army, and it's now got the media here frantically speculating about an imminent coup. Of course, tensions between the two institutions are ever present in Pakistan, but they really boiled over in October when a memo emerged which appeared to show Pakistan's civilian leadership asking for American help to weaken the Pakistani army.
Reports from Pakistan say 14 soldiers have been killed in an attack in the southwestern province of Balochistan. The attack on a unit of the army's frontier corps took place late on Wednesday. The security services in Balochistan face insurgencies by separatists and Islamic militants. The militant Islamist sect in Nigeria, Boko Haram, has released a video seeking to justify its recent attacks on Christians. The man regarded as the group's leader, Abu Bakr Shekau, said the attacks were in revenge for the killing of Muslims across northern Nigeria. He warned the Nigerian president, Goodluck Jonathan, that the security forces would be no match for his group.
Security agents have taken up arms against us and their accomplices. These are the people we are at war with, and of course Christians, because everyone knows what they did to us.
Hours later, suspected Boko Haram gunmen killed four Christian traders in the northern city of Potiskum. Boko Haram has carried out a series of bombings, including one on a church outside the capital Abuja on Christmas Day, which killed 37 people. BBC News. The United States has denied any involvement in the killing of an Iranian scientist employed at one of Iran's nuclear facilities. Mustafa Ahmadi Roshan, who worked at the Natanz uranium enrichment plant, was killed when two motorcyclists attached a magnetic bomb to his car. Iran accused the U.S. and Israel of being behind the attack, but the American Secretary of State Hillary Clinton rejected the accusation.
I want to categorically deny any United States involvement in any kind of act of violence inside Iran.
The United States has held its highest contact so far with the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, which has been the biggest winner in the country's parliamentary elections. The Deputy Secretary of State, William Burns, met the head of the Brotherhood's Freedom and Justice Party, Mohamed Morsi, in Cairo. A prosecutor has been shot dead by a man in the middle of a trial in Germany. The defendant, who was appearing in court in the town of Dachau near Munich, opened fire at the prosecutor before police were able to overpower him. Fiona Wurge reports.
The man pulled out a revolver and shot first at the judge but missed. He then fired three shots at the prosecutor in the local district court in Dachau, wounding him in the shoulder, stomach and arm. The lawyer was taken to hospital where he later died. There were no reports of other injuries. According to a local newspaper, the lawyer, who was 31, had only started working for the prosecutor's office a year ago. The defendant, in his 50s, was on trial over claims he paid his employees improper wages.
A French court has rejected an attempt by descendants of the man who founded the carmaker Renault to take back ownership of the firm. The company was nationalised in 1945 after the death of Louis Renault, who had been accused of wartime collaboration with Nazi Germany. The Renault family argued that the move was unconstitutional and wanted the firm back from the French state. BBC World Service News.